Hello, welcome to the Thursday, June 4th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storms and Us Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. GitHub does allow for, well, quite a while now, maybe ever since it started, that the users use SSH keys in order to authenticate themselves to GitHub's repository. The public SSH key was always public with GitHub, which shouldn't really be a problem. And now a researcher went through and actually collected all the public SSH keys. What he found was that the keys are actually overall reasonably secure. However, the one part that surprised me the most was that there are still quite a few of the weak keys that were created with Debian when it had its key generating bug that only created 32,000 different key pairs. In particular, some of the affected repositories are actually sort of name brand repositories, like for example Python's core, the crypto libraries to Python, and also a UK government public repository. And then, of course, if you have access to the account, you may, as the author here of this little study points out, also have access to private repositories. There were a couple of extremely weak public keys, but that number is fairly small, so not really all that surprised about this. Like, for example, two keys with only 256 bits. GitHub should have disabled the affected keys by now and notified users. And while we're talking about open source code repositories, I mentioned how SourceForge apparently started injecting adware in installers that were created for various open source projects hosted on SourceForge. Nmap apparently is the latest victim of this strategy. And web application statistics tool PWIC apparently does allow unauthenticated access to some statistics on its summary pages. Now, the exact extent of this problem is not quite defined, I believe. There are some reports that the sites that were mentioned here as a proof of concept actually intentionally allowed anonymous access to their data. If you're not familiar with PWIC, it's sort of an alternative to Google Analytics. Instead of using Google's cloud to host the data, you can sort of get a similar functionality locally. I always liked the tool. We used to use it on the Internet Storms on our website. Didn't really perform well enough for us, so we actually removed it because it didn't sort of keep up well with our traffic. And in line with browser makers and the like, Facebook is phasing out SHA-1 digital signatures for its app. So if you are in charge, if you wrote an app that connects to Facebook, make sure it does not rely on SHA-1 and is able to deal with SHA-2 certificate signatures. Facebook will starting the cutoff here on October 1st, 2015. If you run an SSL web server, you may want to check on your certificate signatures anyway, because as of beginning next year, browsers will stop accepting SSL certificates that are signed using the SHA-1 algorithm. And apparently some Japanese porn websites have been successful in tricking iOS users into installing malicious applications. These malicious applications take advantage of iOS's enterprise program that does allow you to install applications outside the App Store. Now, there are all kinds of warnings that pop up, but of course, if you want to watch porn, you're probably just going to ignore them and click OK. The goal of the app is to charge you then for a subscription service, and beyond that, apparently there is no other malicious function performed by this app. In order to sign up for the enterprise program, a developer has to pay a little bit more instead of the $100 for the normal enterprise certificate. For the normal developer certificate, the enterprise program charges $300, and so far that higher price kept that enterprise program pretty clean. But beyond that, once you have one of those enterprise certificates, you may publish software outside of Apple's App Store. It's sort of meant for your internal enterprise applications. The user just has to agree to the various pop-up warnings being displayed. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.